means the more we talk about it, it only makes it worse to live.
Just done. This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you. job, I got a good office, I got a new wife, got a new life, and the family is fine. Oh, lost touch long ago, you lost weight, I did not know. You remember I looked so nice after so much time. Do you remember those days hanging out at the Village Green? Engineer boots, leather jackets, and tight blue jeans.
destruction. Don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be money for people with minds that hate. All I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright. 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 Alright.
Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Thank you. talking about your pigtails. Who's talking about your sex appeal? In the road and the bar. What's my number? I wonder how you're enjoying. Scoop down the road. What's my number? I wonder how your engines feel.
WMFO.
On the web at WMFO.org.
Leave room for your growth tomorrow.
Thank you.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.